because some musicians are still alive. Not dead yet. On KX93.5.
Yes. And you're really not going to find an artist more productive, more alive at this point in his life than Bruce Frederick Joseph Springsteen. You know that name, don't you? The Boss. An American singer-songwriter, musician known for his work with the E Street Band, named The Boss, and I'll come up, I'll give you that in just a second. It's an odd way that he got his name. Widely known for his brand of poetic lyrics, his Jersey Shore roots, his distinctive voice, and his lengthy and energetic stage performances. And I'm telling you, I've been there a dozen times. If you've never caught Bruce Springsteen live, you've just missed the boat. You got to catch up soon. It is as good a live show as you'll find anywhere. No kidding. He puts it all out. He leaves it all on stage. His recordings have included both commercially accessible rock albums and more somber folk-oriented works, which personally I kind of lean toward on, for him. His most successful studio albums, Born to Run, Born in the USA, find pleasures in the struggles of daily American life. And that's what you find in a lot of his writing, are the struggles of daily American life. He has sold more than 150 million records worldwide. That's insane. And more than 65 million records right here in the United States, making him one of the world's greatest selling artists of all time. He's earned numerous awards for his work, including 20 Grammys, 2 Golden Globes, Academy Awards. He's done the trifecta, Academy Award, Tony Award. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2009, he was a Kennedy Center's honor recipient. In 2013, he was named the Music Cares Person of the Year. And just a couple of years ago, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It hasn't always been easy for Bruce. He was signed to Columbia in 1972 by Clive Davis after initially having piqued the interest of John Hammond, who had earlier signed Bob Dylan, and it didn't go great out of the gate. But he found his footing, found his track. And we're going to start off with something from his very first album. This is what this album, actually, just three or four other songs on this album, put him on the map. And this was kind of a B-side song from Greetings from Asbury Park. Not Dead Yet, Bruce Springsteen.
Honey, let me heal it. And we danced on. really hurt. He ran out of the lake in just his socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday songs. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row. Felt so right. Together we move like spirits in the night.
Smack dab. I like that term. Smack dab in the middle of Not Dead Yet. And that's Bruce Springsteen, very much still alive. In fact, Springsteen on Broadway, an 8-week run at the Walter Kerr Theater on Broadway in New York City, happened fall of last year. It had been announced in June. A huge success. The Boss taking that on the road and back in the studio, from what I understand. For some blues and roots work. Can't wait until the summer of 2019 for that. And I had been touting his live performances. And again, I say it, if you haven't been to a Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band live performance, make that a priority in your life, whatever you do. A little something you're not going to hear on regular radio. It's a live cut of a great cover. Song that's been covered a million times, but just done so uniquely by The Boss. So Because the Night, this happened in New York. Because the Night, Bruce Springsteen, Not Dead Yet.
Take me now, baby, here is I. Hold me close, try and understand. I worked all day out in the hot sun. Break my back till the morning comes. Come on now, try to understand the way I feel when I'm in your hands. Take me now to some descent. They can't hurt you now. They can't.
Can't hurt you now.
Bruce Springsteen. Because the Night. That song covered dozens of times, originally written by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith. Bruce Springsteen was today's artist in Not Dead Yet. We do Not Dead Yet every single Tuesday.